It started as an emergency room visit for extreme pain due to an ovarian cyst. Little did this one northern Utah woman know it would impact her life forever.
When I found out that I was positive for it after I was tested by McKady, I was just a mess. My head was everywhere.
She doesn't want to reveal her true identity, so we'll call her Jane Doe.
Drugs in the emergency room at McKady Hospital.
Jane learned about the outbreak on the news, then was later contacted by the hospital saying she was exposed after nurse Ilette Nelson reportedly diverted drugs and needles at two hospitals.
I wasn't too worried at first. I obviously thought I didn't have it.
Jane is one of 15 patients who have tested positive after being exposed to the type 2 genotype of Hep C at McKady Hospital. One more tested positive at Davis Hospital. Her first thoughts went to her two daughters, as she was worried if she could have passed it along to them. Next, she worried for her unborn son due in a month. Jane says she's been told it's possible she can pass it to him.
During labor, it can be passed if there's an open wound on the baby and my blood gets in.
Then there's the intimacy with her fiance.
In the beginning, it was pretty scary. Like, obviously, you don't want to just be intimate with somebody you know has a disease like that.
Jane is one of over 160 people being represented by the law firm of Feller & Wynn.
A lot of people that die from hepatitis C, they die because they don't feel like they're having an issue, and then by the time they feel all these symptoms, it's too late.
Attorney Thaddeus Wynn says they're suing to make sure the hospital takes steps to ensure it won't happen again.
They really haven't told anybody about steps or systems that they've modified or changed.
Officials with McKady Hospital say they're reviewing their policies and they've asked the staff to be more vigilant in watching where the medications and their needles go. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.